Okay, hold on. I can't read. All right. Update on the injury report. Champ Bailey, foot, did not participate. Orlando Franklin, ankle, did not participate. Peyton Manning, ankle, did not participate. Wes Welker, ankle, did not participate. Joel Dreesen, knee, did not participate. Chris Cooper, ankle, did not participate. Eric Decker, toe, did not participate. Mitch Unrein, groin, was limited. Sean Phillips, hamstring, did not participate. Wesley Woodyard, neck, was limited. Robert Ayers, shoulder, was full. Any questions? Say again?
Who did practice?
About 40 guys.
Got a little beat up then, coach?
Not really. You know, just some of it's just a wear and tear of almost halfway through an NFL football season. You know, some of it's guys that are a little more further along in their careers, resting to make sure they're ready to play on Sunday.
Where's Peyton fit in that group?
Ankle, did not participate.
Tomorrow?
What's that? He'll practice tomorrow. I mean, I don't think, it's a little rest time that we thought was well needed. Along with Welker, Eric Decker, a few guys.
You remember when in the game he heard it?
No, I can't speak to exactly when, just, it's nothing serious, just sore, and we wanted to make sure it was healed up.
What ankle is it?
I don't have to tell you that.
Did it affect his ability to throw at all Sunday night when he did?
In my opinion, he threw for 350. You know, had a high 90 quarterback rating, so I guess my answer to that would be no.
When fans make a big deal about his balls not being beautiful and spirally, they say wobbly. Is that a big deal at all? Or do you laugh it off? Because at the end of the day, the people are catching it.
The latter. Yeah.
What kind of relationship do you have with Mike Shanahan?
Real close. You know, again, Mike's been in the league a long time. We've shared a couple of the same situations. He's a close friend in this league. Yeah.
Have you been able to notice much about what sort of lasting legacy he has in the city? And has he been to a steakhouse or?
Yeah, I mean, it's actually pretty good. No deals. I'm not going that way. Yes, I mean, whenever you've been here, 21 years, 7 as an assistant, 14 as the head coach, won 2 Super Bowls, I'd say that's a pretty good legacy.
You got Decker and Welker out. How did Bubba Caldwell look out there?
Good, good. You know, Bubba's played a lot of football for us, and another good practice today.
Joe, what kind of challenges are back home carrying?
You know, they're all challenges. I mean, I learned my first year in the league, 1989, first group we played, you look at the wideouts, and boy, they're really good. About after week 6, when you keep saying it, you figure out that it's going to be that way for 16. So I'd say the same thing about any defensive front guys or in particular outside rushers. They're all good. That's why they're in this league.
This is the first, I guess, practice where Brock's gotten to take all those one reps. How did he?
You know, that's the upside. You know, we have a next man up. You know, even that includes practices. I thought Brock conducted himself very well today. I thought it was a good experience for him.
After looking at Griffin on tape, did he look like the guy that played last year from last week?
Yeah, we went back, about 6 games. I think in fairness, anytime you have a guy sit out the entire preseason, coming off of a long season of a rehab, and he's your quarterback, I think that takes a minute to get in sync. And, I think they've, gotten themselves to a top 5 offense in the National Football League. So I'd say he's performing pretty well.
Do you think it helps your defense? You played against a running back already this season in Michael Vick, as far as a guy that could really turn it upfield?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a couple of those type of offenses. Again, each one of these takes on a new personality. They're all different. But from a mobility standpoint, he's definitely scary as those guys you mentioned. So, we've got to execute, and that's what it comes down to. We didn't do it. We didn't execute too well last week. We're looking to improve on that this week.
He's a pretty good track record of drawing personal fouls. especially if it's on the sidelines? How careful, especially given the penalties you guys had last week? How careful do you guys?
Well, I think, much like the earlier question, I mean, it's all phases. Penalties is one of the phases we need to clean up. We'll address it, and we'll see how we fare this week here in Denver.
What differences do you see between Washington in the last 3 weeks and Washington in their first 3 weeks? It looks like their performance looks to be much different.
Well, they're improving. I think it's a well-coached outfit in all three phases. And you'd like to think you're improving week in and week out, and we've seen that improvement really on their entire team.